Time is 12:14 AM on Tuesday, 8th of March. I declare the meeting open of the Environment, Innovation and Energy Committee of Cobourne Council. I would like to firstly indicate that I would, as the mayor, vacate the chair position for this committee and hand over to our general manager to continue presenting.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. Item 1 shows recommendation that the committee elect a chairperson and deputy chairperson for the ensuing year. Do we have a mover for that? So, yeah, moved. Seconded. All right, so we have to ask the committee, is there any nominees for chair?
I'd like to nominate Peter Batten.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay. Councillor Mayor, second. Any other nominations for chair? Okay. Well, I think I can announce that the inaugural chair of the committee is Councillor Batten. Now, I'll carry through if that's all right with you. Our chair?
Continue as a returning officer.
So we have nominations. Anyone nominate chair? Deputy chairperson?
Councillor Andrew Wilson.
Any nominates Councillor Wilson? Do I have a seconder? Any Nash seconders?
No, accept it. Thank you.
Okay, we now have a second chairperson, Councillor Wilson. That's painless.
Yes.
And obviously, if either both of those parties can't be present at a future meeting, it then just falls on the committee to elect a chairperson for that particular meeting. And we're probably very close to losing a quorum then anyway, so. Okay.
We should probably just do it in the other meeting.
You're going to say, you are
quorum's three.
I think I can relinquish my auspicious role as temporary chair to the real chair, Councillor Batten.
Well, thank you, Mr. Chair. I can obviously call on you and the mayor for a lot of support and getting on board with this thing. Item 2 is the application of leave of absence. Do we have any? Yes, they're not. Well, that's why I moved that the noted. I guess we're going to accept it because none. Moved by the mayor and seconded by another.
Sorry.
Everybody, that's
$2
in.
How much?
Two.
Carly Sargent. Apologies, Mr. Chair.
That's all right. Apologies, Lane. So, obviously, put that to mind. We know that there are no personal leave absence. All those in favour?
Aye.
Carried. Declaration of interest. Are there any declarations of interest? We should have some. Moved. The declaration of interest be noted.
Moved.
The mayor seconded Councillor Rawson.
None declared.
So all we need to do is make sure there are no declarations of interest. Put that motion all over the table.
Aye.
Sorry, carried. Political donations. Anyone move? So someone move to be political donations be noted. Marlene, seconded Andrew. Kim, they need to declare.
No declare.
So I'll put that. We note that there are no political donations for the committee. All those in favour?
Aye.
None against? Very carried. Now, the next one. Strategic activity report. Do you want to make the item again?
We can lead into that if you like, Mr. Chair. And as you see, the format of this goes through a number of strategic activities with where there are next steps, a bit of a next step outline for the committee's information. And the first item, and Nathan's been heavily thrown under the bus, he's been heavily involved in this project too, Smart Meter. So activity 2, obviously strategic activity 1 will be dealt with by separate reporting, confidential. The strategic activity 2 gives the committee an outline of the smart electricity meeting out of the renewable energy action plan. And that, my next steps. Any comments, questions?
I'd like to comment. That was suggested years ago that we use these smart medicines. That's really good. Thank you for doing that.
We are having a few problems, councillors, with the actual Origin Energy, the small site, just collaborating with this project. It's been delaying it, kicking it down the road for a while, trying to get the actual electricity supplies to assist. We are getting there, I believe, is that right?
Yeah, so we're getting Origin a little top 15 sites. So, and they're also replacing any old meters as they come up as well, and seeing the small. So. They're starting to come on.
So these are the smart meters or inter meters?
Just the inter meters, yeah.
So the plan is to start with those ones that are enabling here and then roll them out after that. If they prove successful, that's the way we're ready.
Yeah.
We do have a lot of bespoke sites with very arcane systems that need meters that have. A couple of wire sitting out in the river.
Yeah, it's triggering a whole bunch of like board upgrades. But the four sites we chose were a pretty broad one, broad enough that we'll be able to hopefully apply some learnings to get it to other sites as well before we actually get started with some local sites. Which is a good thing.
Yeah.
So there must be a strategy of monitoring the outcomes of these meters and determining, so at what stage you can just start modelling different options.
We've got monitor electricity use.
P21
is that consultancy that assists with that modelling, but you've got to get the data.
Yes.
So, yeah. We can then plug them in, and because we don't have the capacity in our internal working stream to do too much. Nathan does a little bit of dabbling on the site, as does Charlie. But yeah, so that's the idea, is to get the data so that we can start.
Yeah. Part of the JNA project too is that the consultants that have been installed also look at the data after we've got it in summer, and then they'll apply learnings across the whole JNA.
Mm-hmm.
Not just from our sites, they will get learnings from other sites that are present.
So you've got a meeting happening tomorrow?
Yes, yeah, so the first working group meeting is tomorrow. Just, not just in time for this meeting, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, that's good.
Strategic activity 3, I know it's a red hot button issue, emissions reduction plan. So again, I'll throw to Nathan as we do a little bit of working party process.
So we're really just at a stage of collecting data. We're working on some data from wastewater facilities and landfill operations. So, just need to get those, and then we can establish our baseline emissions and work from there on how we can reduce them. So the consultants have had workshops with the staff, the leaders involved in those.
Things are going ticking on pretty well. It's pretty fortuitous being able to come in again because we've got. Obviously, Nathan's day job is really IT. We don't have it. Bathurst has a very good, knock on you, Nathan. Bathurst has a very good energy staff and has helped us out measuring our street lighting project. So we got the heads up that Bathurst were doing the work and we've been dropped onto that. Mm-hmm. Quite good.
So have you settled on baseline years or are you?
I think we're going up to 18-19 just because it's pretty cold.
Right, okay. Yeah. Makes sense. Yeah.
Sometimes I wish I could get back to 18-19.
Yeah.
Yeah. No, I think I was around in
18-19. And number four?
I'm heading straight out of here for that one.
So, yeah, with help from some consultants, we've developed an IT strategy for the next 4 years, starting next financial year. In order to do that, we held workshops with a whole range of staff, all the leaders, all the GMs, the coordinators, and a mix of the operational staff as well. So we've collected a whole lot of feedback, which has put that into a bit of an action plan for the next 4 years is there now. How are we going to improve things? it's not a sort of, it's been driven, broken down into three different horizons. Just because horizon vertigo and technology changes that fast. The fuzzier and fuzzier things have gotten. So horizon three covers 2 years.
It's a real big, it is a big strategic bit of work for this council because we've got a fair few systems at the end of their license life. And none of the new options are cheap or easy. And we don't want to, I've been through an IT install rejuvenation of previous ADs. It takes years, 2 or 3 years, a lot of effort. So there's no fun in just upgrading to just the next thing. You're better off going to go through all that pain, you're better off trying to form, not quite cutting edge, but you do a big lift and get there. But it's a very good consultancy firm that Nathan got a hold of that is looking at combining with a bit like combining. There's an option where you get the full, like you go just the big brand and they give you all bits and pieces and it's an integrated system, which quite often isn't. Or we can go for bespoke options to ensure that we have fit for purpose items that integrate the back end ourselves. So it'll be a good piece of work, but it's, and we have to bring council on the journey because it's now, there was a notion back in the day that IT systems were, you're just getting that for the office. It doesn't help the customer service, asset management. So we don't have a good IT system. We're not really a viable council. So, no.
Well, it's better to charge you even on the outdoor stuff, you said, it's just technology.
So, that's a good challenge in front of us.
You can't be an adrenaline junkie, haven't you, to be in IT?
Maybe just could tell me to turn it on and turn it on.
Good. So the lease at the final renewal is
I don't pretend to have a lot of technical knowledge on this council, and Todd couldn't be with us. He's actually out working as we speak. But this is a really good, I think you'll like the fact that not only did we mitigate a problem for the environment, but we use recycled materials, 95% of recycled materials that we're bringing about, which is great.
So, yeah, absolutely.
It's a bit of work done out there at Renewal. They've got some crazy neighbours out there that are looking at mine.
Yeah, well, that's been there for a long time. That sounds really good. But it's happening now. It's a very new problem to the neighbours. That's a great people.
So the pumping out goes where does the leachate end up?
Yeah, that's a good question, Councillor.
It would end up in the
sewage treatment.
No, but one of the other ones, my one. We can find that out for you, so just put a question mark. Get back to you.
Well, preferably not in the standards of the river next door.
Heather and the team have been really doing a good job on top of it.
Yeah, I think Todd's a good man too.
We also, Mr. Chair, we put a placeholder there as central New South Wales joint organisation activities because that's picking up. We're doing a lot of our energy stuff. We rely on assistance from the JO, who's apparently got a new chair. He's training all along. There is a bit of a heads up on the, I understand there's a bit of controversy here in the central energy with the LED rollout. We were promised connectivity with
Zaga, the smart.
Zaga, and now they're reneging, I believe. It's a bit of, particularly, we have relatively low skin in that game because we've got villages that probably aren't going to, the Internet of Things is not going to be as pressing as Bathurst Orange, who were promised and had a lot more skin in this game. So we'll sit there and cheer them on and and you're obviously advocating with them, and I'm pretty sure that's a robust discussion.
The chair is about to release a very scathing media release
about which?
Yeah, the fact that the sexual abuse rate in your police department.
Oh, really?
On the other level.
Okay.
It's a cost to all the way through.
And is there any reason why?
No, I haven't.
It's been a very problematic rollout. I remember they had on the record, they told us that when they got 80% complete, they turned it complete. And I said, well, it'd be an interesting conversation with my councillors. And I said, the roads program is complete when it's only 80% complete, we're not going to be completing it. So it's just, unfortunately, they're a regulator, they're a big entity, and it's quite hard to cut through the layers. And this one was, it's still obviously advantageous for council to do, and it's a good project, but it's not without its trials and tribulations.
So that was going into all the parks and park areas before, and now it's not, is that one?
It's street lighting.
Sporting field as well.
So that's a list of future projects. They're still scoping those up at the moment. Grouped under those headings.
So we can't deal with that recommendation until we deal with the part that's confidential, which is Municipal Scholar. So there's nothing more before we move into the confidential section.
And you can, because it's by a separate report, so if you adopt that report, is the committee you're only noting that report, so that can be adopted, and then we can go into confidential and receive.
So you're happy to do that? Seconded. Man, can I put that? All those in favour?
Aye.
And then against, declare a carried. Only that person can possibly against would be me. Yes. So we need to have a confidential level.
That's right. Just the name.